Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, while you were blowing off fireworks, having a good holiday weekend, somebody decided that you needed to hear two songs that we didn't think would ever go together. They decided you needed to hear them together.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of songs out there, so I'm having a tough time figuring out which two songs this would be.
Well, one of them we know, okay. Danzig's Mother.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of it? Yeah, it's a catchy little tune.
Okay.
And the other one, I think I've heard of this, but I can't remember what it sounds like. Donna Summer's Bad Girls.
Talking about bad girls.
Oh, okay. So you do know it. Yeah. And this somehow goes with
girls,
Mother.
You remember that?
I do. Especially with you singing it.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I was working on my singing during them.
You did a great job.
Days off. I didn't blow up any fingers. I just worked on my voice.
Disco is back, ladies and gentlemen.
I should have never left.
No, I really shouldn't have. Donna Summer's Bad Girls, and yes, Danzig's Mother. Somehow, someway, somebody thought this should be mashed up.
I'm in.
Okay.
See, this is why Disco should have never left.
This is why I shouldn't have left. Just goes to show you that there's like, how many chords, how many beats? I mean, you can't help but take, you slow something down, speed something up, and it fits.
It's great because it just changes the entire vibe of that song.
It surely does.
That song sounds like a party anthem now.
Yeah. So it's like, Mom, you're the best. You're awesome. I suppose it didn't sound like things were going well for the guy.
I just wish I had this weekend for that giant 4th of July party I didn't have.
Oh, yeah. That would have been great. All those people that didn't show up, that would have been awesome.
It would have been the best time.
Man.
Has everyone got their fingers still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't live in Tacoma, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I also don't live in West Seattle, Danny, so I'm fine.
That is 100% true.
Was it bad in West Seattle?
Oh, my gosh. There were so many bangs going off all night. So we actually ended up...
I heard there was a lot of bangs going off in California, BJ, huh?
Hey.
Wow. Okay. Well, there we go.
Sorry.
That's true. Now, we took a drive like at 11 o'clock, and it was still just like, man, it was crazy out by the beach.
I think there was like, I heard there was like $100,000 damage to an apartment building in West Seattle. And also some people got injured in Tacoma, like got taken to the hospital. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so there were. So those are the hot spots of stupidity.
Unfortunately, I still have both my middle fingers, and I like to give both of those middle fingers to whoever decided at 2 a.m. this morning to set off fireworks in Puyallup.
Oh, yeah. Who's working? Whoa. I mean, come on. No, he's working, right?
I mean, look, I'm not that guy. Like, I get, you got fireworks, you want to set them off. And, you know, as much as, like, they annoy me, I'm not a big fireworks guy, but I understand people enjoy blowing things up. But 2 a.m. on a Monday morning,
yeah,
come on.
You definitely sound like, you know what? I wonder what young Steve would think about what old Steve
has
to say.
Young Steve would also be like, you're a dumbass. Like,
oh, really?
People,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Dude,
young Steve wasn't a fireworks guy, huh?
No, not so much. I mean, yeah, at one point we like to shoot them at each other, but not...
dude, not at 2 a.m.
Yeah, not like on a Monday morning. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. If we're going to shoot each other, young Steve, we're going to do it what? What's a good time to shoot each other? I don't know. For young Steve, 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
4 in the afternoon. Yeah, 4 in the afternoon.
It is amazing, and I don't know if it's because a lot more people are out of work, or do you think this is just a yearly thing? And there's always that one guy that's like, 2 a.m. Monday. What do I care?
All I thought was this guy was just still drunk and with his buddy, and said, "I still have some fireworks. You want to set them off?"
Yeah,
and his buddy's like, "Yeah, I do."
Yeah,
and I'm sure like everybody in the neighborhood was really happy about that too.
2 a.m. Yeah,
it was still going at 3 a.m.
And that's your neighborhood. I thought you didn't allow those kind of people in your neighborhood. I thought that you had the watch where, you know what, stupid people weren't allowed in your neighborhood.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's just that you live there.
Where's the watch, and what are you talking about?
The neighborhood was a little joke about the fact that only stupid people aren't going to live in your neighborhood, and you had somebody walk in.
So, well, I don't know where it is exactly. Fireworks go from wherever. I'm not sure where in Puyallup it was going off, but it was going off.
Oh, and you could hear them. So I was assuming it was close to you, but, I guess it depends. I mean, it can be a few neighborhoods away.
It could be far away, yeah.
You see, here's why I don't have a lot of sympathy, because I can't hear. Mm. It's the greatest thing about my disability is that if people are blowing off fireworks, unless you're like right in my bedroom, I'm probably not going to hear you.
So they said I woke up at 4 a.m. on Sunday and there was still fireworks going off in West Seattle.
Yeah.
How much fireworks do people buy?
A lot.
Yeah. Because everything, there was no special thing.
Yeah, because what we do on the 4th of July, we did it again. This time we went to Tacoma, to Ruston Way, where they have the waterfront.
Nice. Yes.
And we just take Lulu for a walk to the point where she, you know, not nothing super long, but long enough that she's tired for the rest of the day.
Nice.
And she sleeps through the fireworks, no problem, which is great, because I know a lot of people have to deal with
that's
the
a lot of,
with
yeah.
their dogs. But man, I saw a lot of signs just like, no fireworks. This is not a public gathering for fireworks. Like, everyone was just shutting it down.
Yeah, except, of course, those places where they said, we'll just do them by our apartment buildings, which is always mm-hmm. the smartest thing to do. How did little Tatum do with all this?
This morning, she wasn't very fond of it.
Oh, there we go.
I noticed she started crying at around 3 a.m. After about an hour's worth of fireworks were going off.
Yeah, that's not good, because she's not supposed to be up then.
Yeah, but on actual 4th of July, I mean, she got up once, but for the most part slept through it. We were pretty lucky. I think it's next year it's going to be worse, you know, because...
Yeah.
A little bit older. I think she'll wake up maybe a little bit easier.
Well, I forgot it's a work day for Tatum, so probably she felt like the weekend was fine. I can sleep through it, but 2 a.m.
She's working them boobs, I tell you. That's about all she does.
Well, takes after the old man.
Wakes up. Where's the boob?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Heard her cry and go upstairs and check on her. And there's mom holding her right there. Mouth on boob.
Yeah. Ah, oh, those were the days.
Those were the days.
How do we get to go back to those days?
Well, I remember that. I remember going up and seeing that very sight myself back when the little ones were little. And don't remember when I was that. That's the problem, is I have no memory of that myself. And it seems like that would be the best time of my life, wouldn't it?
Right?
I mean, I have no memory of it.
So it says, I feel your pain. I get up at 2:45 this morning for work. Some guy in my development started shooting up fireworks around 10:30 until about 1 in the morning.
Oh.
I'm on the struggle bus today from Big Rig.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, you gotta shut it down on a Sunday night, knowing that people got to work Monday. You have to.
You would
hope they would, but...
Man, all day Friday and Saturday to blow these things up.
Come on! We gave you 2 days! What do you want from us?
Exactly.
Hey, I have a question. Why would a guy quit his job mid-shift and then tweet out that his company vehicle is available for anyone to take it? Well, Steve's going to tell you why. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia Puan for giving us the Migs Report. And today's the day to eat healthy. It's National Fried Chicken Day.
Yeah, nice. That's it.
Yeah!
Yay!
Boy, this would be the heart healthy day that the company would have, and we'd be doing our fried chicken and getting in trouble.
Thank God. Did you guys have to bring in three buckets of fried chicken on heart healthy day?
Yeah, yes. That's us.
Look, we could have brought four in.
Yeah, we brought three. It's healthy.
So I don't know, maybe go, I don't know if they're open. I hope they are. Fat's Chicken and Waffles. That's a great place. That has great fried chicken.
Oh, I don't know that
it's
place.
It's here in Seattle. It's super good. So that's where I would suggest eating some fried chicken. But I mean, there's plenty of places. Hell, just go to a QFC. Sometimes their fried chicken is delicious as well.
Okay. That's good. I know there's one near me.
Yeah. Everyone's got a convenience store they can go to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just love those, like, go to that place and you're like, I'm not sure how long that burrito or fried chicken's been in that heat lamp, but I'm going to risk it.
Yeah.
It's usually pretty delicious.
You're probably in a good state at that point.
Yes, that's very true. There's been many drunken times where it's like, I'll eat it, F it. Give me that pizza stick, too, while you're at it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this guy in Michigan. Well, he decided to quit in the middle of his shift. He works for Amazon doing delivery driving and stuff like that. So he's got a truck full of packages, quits in the middle of the shift with all the packages in the truck, leaves the truck, and even put it up on Twitter. He announces, it basically was this.
I quit this bitch.
He tweeted, I quit Amazon. F that driving S. I left the van on 12 Mile in Southfield. Y'all can have that bitch. It's full of gas with the keys in the ignition.
Oh, that ain't good.
Wow. Talk about going out with a blaze of glory. Yeah, he was frustrated, I guess, with the long work hours. Also, he wasn't getting paid that much, so he wasn't very happy. I do like that he says he regrets how he handled it. Quote, I was immature and irresponsible on my end. At the same time, enough is enough. Still not happy with the place.
What about my package? See, I would be so bummed if I had packages and it was right? That was the truck.
I've been waiting for that damn package.
Yeah.
So I got Prime, bitch.
That's the only reason he's got Prime, bitch.
You know, checking my orders right now to make sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is in Michigan, so I think we're okay.
Whew. I don't know, though. What if my stuff's coming from Michigan?
He said he would deliver more than 100 packages over the course of his 12-hour shift for about $15.50 an hour.
12-hour shift?
And he says he was also constantly under pressure to deliver faster. Amazon said they're taking appropriate action, a.k.a. we're firing him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, I listen.
You can't quit. You're fired.
I can't blame him. You know, $15 an hour and you're getting heat, like you're getting stress.
Right. Pressure to deliver quicker.
Is it bad for me to say that if you're making $15 an hour, no one should give you any stress at all? You know
right?
What I'm saying? That is not enough money to be stressed out. That's ridiculous.
Man, but leave the car on the side of the road kind of stressed.
I don't
and tweet
it,
out where it is
yeah.
So you can have it. Keys are in the ignition.
That, yeah, if I'm the company, I got to go, okay, we drove somebody to this. Hey, see what I did there?
Hey. Oh, shout out to Albertsons. Chicken all day. Cheap on Mondays as well from Lakewood Larry.
Oh, it is your store.
That's true. Okay, we go from an angry man while he's on the job to an angry man who's eating pizza. This happened in Little Rock, Arkansas. His name is Michael, 44 years old, and apparently he went to a pizza place, was not happy with the amount of toppings that they put on his pizza, so what did he do?
What?
He grabbed his gun and started shooting outside the front window.
Oh, that's just lovely. There we go. Okay, there we go.
This would have made sense if the story said not Little Rock, Arkansas, but New Mexico, and he was at Dion's Pizza.
Yeah, exactly. At
and
that point,
so unhappy with the pizza.
The fact that you got a pizza from Dion's would make me go, you know what? I would leave my Amazon truck and my gun, and I would just basically go for the nearest bottle of anything to make me throw up. Thank you.
I noticed that they're bottling their ranch dressing. I saw you put that on your Facebook there, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Crack open a cold one.
Looks good.
It looks delicious. They have the green chili ranch. They have the regular ranch, and I just want a bottle.
Oh, sorry.
Order it.
Order it and let us taste it. Well, let us see what this, all the noise is about.
I brought you ranch before. You've tried it before.
How was it?
It was delicious.
I don't remember either.
Yeah. Really?
Well, bring it again.
I don't remember this at all.
I just want an excuse to have pizza in the morning.
Fair enough.
I know we can't get it from Dion's, but we can get the pizza from somewhere else and use their ranch dressing.
It works for me.
All right. Yeah. Well, I have some good news. Obviously, I've had a couple stories where people are being idiots, but this is a very happy ending to quite the story. It's a medical first. Surgeons in the United Kingdom have successfully completed a penis reattachment.
Hello, here's your John Thomas.
24 hours after the man cut his off his body during...
No, he didn't.
I like they describe it as a psychotic episode because, no, typically a well-reserved, calm man is going to cut his dong off.
Oh, I've done that multiple times, and I wasn't psychotic at all.
Now, like the story says, there have been a handful of penile replantation surgeries in history.
Yeah.
But almost none have been without a blood supply for more than a few hours. So the fact that it went for 24 hours and they were able to reattach it and it works is a big deal. Or, I don't know.
How does it work?
Medium-sized deal.
Yeah.
Hey... apparently, he's regained full use of it. Is able to get it
really
happy. Yeah,
it can get happy, and he can go to the bathroom after cutting the damn thing off.
Took about 6 weeks of recovery.
All right.
Which, man, what do you do? I'd lock myself down, get rid of my phone. If like they said, hey, we believe it's going to work, but for the next 6 weeks, you can't.
Yeah,
that's a very difficult thing to do.
And what if you're just having a great time because it's come off before? What if you're having a great time and next thing you know, you left something? You know what I mean? Because again, they had to stitch it back, which means, you know.
It's a very touchy situation.
Yeah, it surely is.
In an unrelated story, congrats to Joey Chestnut. Won his 13th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest yesterday.
Heard he broke his own record.
He did. We have the audio of it. Check it out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your hot dogs on.
Some things change, some remain the same.
75 hot dogs and buns! A world record! 75!
Unofficial 75.
75!
I don't know if you noticed, but he ate 75 hot dogs.
How many did he have?
75, breaking his own record of 74.
When you don't have a lot of people at a place, you can really hear everything. You really can hear.
Pumped.
Yeah, you really can.
So baseball's coming back at the end of the month. One guy that's not going to be playing baseball this season, very interesting. Former Mariner Felix Hernandez just announced he's not going to come back with the team because of all the pandemic stuff and the COVID crisis and the scares that are happening. He's just like, I don't want to be a part of it. He was a part of the workouts over the weekend, but then made his decision after the team announced that four of their players have tested positive for COVID. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to be around that.
Yeah, a lot of teams have that going on. I don't know how many Mariners have. I haven't heard if we have anybody that's got COVID, but yeah.
I heard of, yeah.
Yeah, but there's other teams that they've got guys right now that are out, and how do you... Yeah, you're like, I don't... What?
And this could be the greatest Twitter exchange ever with a UFC fighter. You know, everyone on Twitter, you get the weekend... Not the weekend, you get the keyboard warriors that just want to get behind the keyboard and start talking trash to guys that could easily punch them in the face and knock them out. Well, this happened with a UFC fighter by the name of Paul Felder. He is not retired, but kind of retired. Like, he's only going to take fights that intrigue him. Otherwise, he's doing commentary and working with, like, the broadcast crew.
All right.
So some guy on Twitter decided to tweet at him saying, stay retired, Paul. You're a better commentator than fighter.
Ooh.
Paul responds, does it make you feel good saying that? Now, would you say that to my face, man to man? And this is the best reply ever. The guy says, no, you'd kick my ass. That's why I said it on Twitter. Paul's response, fair enough.
Fair enough. Oh, that's funny.
As far as weather, 71 degrees. We got sun thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the mixed report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. You know, it's I don't think these players are getting paid. I thought they were guaranteed
they're
money.
They're not doing it for the love of the sport.
Well, no, I mean, if they're not playing. In other words, if Felix opts out, I don't think he'll get paid.
I don't think so.
I thought they were guaranteed. Like, look, I play, but how can I play when it's like this? But now that they've said, look, we're going to get you back to work, and a lot of dudes want to get back to work because I guess they need the money. How about this? Sean Manea of the Oakland A's says that he wants to wear a mask. He's considering he's going to wear a mask on the field, like all during the game. He's going to have a mask on while he's playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Which, I mean, I have to tell you, when it's hot out, because I wore a mask down in California and it was hot and everything at the beach, whatever that people were at until they closed the beaches. But, you know, it's, I'm like, wow, I'm walking with the mask. And I felt like it's not easy if he's playing in the heat.
Yeah.
You know, and having to keep this mask on. Of course, he's in much better shape than I am.
What if he plays really well with it on? Then does it become a thing that he wears even when we get past all of this?
Yeah, I don't think there's one thing he doesn't understand, though. You lose your peripheral vision, you know, down. I mean, because Sarah almost she tripped up the stairs one time wearing her mask.
It could be just that she's a klutz.
It could be that, too. I don't know if you've noticed.
But I haven't noticed that.
Yeah,
no.
It does go down a little bit if you had a good mask, and it does block your eyes from seeing a little bit of the ground.
Yeah.
And if he's taking a hard, you know, if he's a left fielder, but if he takes a ground ball anywhere, he may not see it as well as he thinks he sees it. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if infielders can wear the mask. They'll get hit in the head or something.
You can wear like a mesh one. That would probably work, right?
Oh, yeah. Mesh is perfect. You're right. I hadn't thought about that.
Exactly.
Or wear one of those welder's masks. I saw a lot of people TSA had that our buddy that I really see all the time, and I'm splicing on his name. But he I saw him. He's got the big welder's mask on.
I've seen a few people doing that. I thought it was funny. Yesterday, we had to go running, get something from the Safeway, and someone that works for the Safeway was walking out. And then all of a sudden you just hear like a big gasp for air, like, oh, and my wife's like, what's going on? And then I realized they've been wearing a mask in the building that whole time. So they were just so happy to come out and get fresh air.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if some people, the mask doesn't bother them at all. And other people, it's just like annoying or
it drives my wife crazy
to breathe. Yeah.
It's almost like claustrophobia for her.
Oh, wait, if I wear it too long, I get a headache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that happen to me. Mm-hmm. I had that first time it happened to me was down in California. I think the heat and the mask really comboed for a headache.
Yeah, I had to wear the mask at yearly physical. It's healthy. You guys are stuck with me.
Oh,
sorry.
Congratulations.
But they were like backed up. So I'm just sitting in that room with the mask on. And I'm just like, it felt like an hour. And after, I was just like, oh, okay. In my head, I'm like, I could take it off and just put it back on when the doctor comes in the room. But I was afraid that if I didn't have it on when the doctor walked in, they'd freak out at me. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I created this drama in my own head.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that kick out.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
So I just took off all my clothes. I figured that would work.
If you take off all your clothes and leave your mask on, I think that you're fine.
That was so weird, though, because I had to do, you know, you have to take down to your underwear. And I'm like, this is such a weird look. I'm so glad no one's taking a picture of this. I'm wearing nothing but socks, underwear, and a mask.
Why didn't you take a picture of it? You know, for...
You're right.
For the business.
I'll recreate it.
Yeah. Man, dude. Yeah, it's some trippy business. Of course, I will tell you this. They closed the beaches for July 4th and 5th down in California because they had a spike, which I think was a smart thing to do. It didn't stop people from this. There's a place called Balboa Island. They have like little mini beaches on this little island. And I went out for a walk figuring, hey, they have a special social distance way they walk and everything. I thought, this is great.
What is the social distance? Do you have your arms out or something?
Well, it's a one-way walkway. Like normally so they've got signs. Of course, what I think is funny is people who are wearing their masks going the wrong way, and there are giant wrong way signs. And I wanted to say to them, I go, well, you got it half right there, Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
You really should be turning around going the other way so we don't cross paths like this. That's the whole idea. But then on July 4th, forget about it. It was nuts.
People just threw all the rules
no
out.
Masks. They're just hanging on these really little beaches that, you know, that lead to like this little inlet where the people park their boats. And so I'm just sitting there going, okay, so this is the YOLO lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. So this is
why we'll never get back to normal.
Yeah, I think that's really the bottom line. So people just are doing what they're doing, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's just in California. It's anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People, I know, in like Arizona, too, they're having some spikes, but
Florida, yeah. You know, the places where, you know. What are you talking about? We're fine. Are you, though? All right, just put your mask on, huh? How about that?
I'm just going to have to just give up on the hope of going on a vacation. Because everywhere I just, like, first we were like, oh, we'll go to Hawaii. And then, of course, they shut everything down. Then our next gun bet was, okay, in August, maybe we'll go to California for a week. And now it's like, okay, they're shutting everything down. I'm like, why don't we just rent an RV and just go off the grid?
Dude, totally.
And that's, I think, what we're going to try to do.
Nice!
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, then we'll just be by ourselves. That's all we really want to do is get away. It's not like as if, like, we want to socialize with randos. Yeah. So we might as well just kind of do our own thing, and then we get to bring Lulu.
Yeah. I had to kick a guy out of my seat.
Oh.
Yeah.
What seat? Your airplane seat?
Yeah.
Why was he sitting in your seat?
Well, he was in my row.
Oh.
I had a two-seater, because they had two seats on one side, two seats on the other side, and I was told you weren't going to have anybody in your row, and then all of a sudden here some rando just decides he's going to sit in the seat. Because I went and checked and said, hey, look, my first time flying... I'd like to have an empty row since it's a two-seater, you know. Three-seaters, I understand. You know, you have the window right. And then nobody sits in the middle. That makes sense. But now, I guess a lot of airlines are saying, you know what, we're filling them back up again.
So did he pay for that seat?
He did. He was just like
something. And you had him kicked out of the seat?
I don't know who he was because, I mean, I don't know who comes at the last, like, before I boarded the plane, I went up and said, hey, because I like the aisle seat, but they wouldn't sell me the aisle. They go, you got to take the window because we're not selling the aisles.
Right.
I'm like, okay, fair enough. I guess it doesn't matter if I can, I just need to go to the bathroom. So I go up and I go, so I just want to be clear. I got nobody in the row because I like the aisle. Oh, no, you got nobody in your row, sir. Then all of a sudden, here comes some guy who was told by the flight attendant to sit in my row. And I'm like, I just said, dude, I thought there was nobody in my row. First of all, I want the aisle seat. Second of all, what is this about? I mean, this is my first time flying. So he immediately just said, oh, yeah, all right, get out of his row, go over there. So it's like okay, it's like the Wild West a little bit.
Maybe he was like, those guys, the flight.
Oh, Sky Marshal?
Maybe whatever they are, the guys that are undercover that are there.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why my brain is farting on this. But.
Oh yeah. So he was. Look, he looked like he could handle himself. So yeah. I felt bad. I thought, man, hopefully this guy doesn't beat me up for this. But I mean, it's nothing personal. I just felt badly. Like, look, dude, my first time flying. I was told this is the situation. But I want to keep it that way.
Why don't you have a meltdown like everybody does nowadays? So we can catch it on video, and then you can be like, you know, the new viral sensation. Man flips out on a plane because he has to sit next to someone.
I was way too reasonable. But they are. I heard one airline say our flight to Boston is completely full. Every seat's being taken, so they are filling the planes up again.
I wonder what they're going to do. They should put those plexiglass partitions between everybody.
They're saying the air little airflow thing is an invisible shield if you point it in the right direction. That's what they're saying. I mean, I don't know.
Or an invisible laser if you don't like someone. Here, let me just shoot stuff at you.
I'm not crazy. I read an article, and I noticed that everybody had they had those vents on normally, you know, just to keep you cool. But they had them facing, basically blowing everything away from them. Is what I just noticed that the people were doing.
That sucks. I need that because if I don't have that blowing air on me, I will vomit on a plane.
Oh, well, listen.
That's one way to keep people away from you.
Well, we don't mind. If you put it blowing on you, then whatever you spit out of your mouth, you're going to spit right back in your face again. I mean, that's the idea. The airflow is supposed to spit all those floaty particles that don't have enough weight to fall to the floor. You'll just push them your way.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah. You know what? So have a good time, buddy.
I just won't fly.
Yeah, you'll be your own bubble of contagions.
Just get an RV.
Yeah, that's all you need. On Friday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What kind of bear is on the flag of California?
A grizzly.
Yes. Nice going, buddy.
Arr.
Ah, there it is. Yeah, we should know. He knows his bears. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 650 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And, of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.